And Athena represents the new Eve of the Greek age, and she's born full grown. Excuse me, George.
Yeah.
Sorry. She's born full grown out of Zeus, and this appears on many vases, and the poet said so. Now, who else was born full grown out of a man?
Eve. It was just
sure,
Eve.
It's a picture of Eve being born full grown out of Adam.
So you think Athena and Eve are one of the same?
There's no doubt about it. Let me give you an example, and how an example of how easy it is to grasp this artist code and see how obvious it is, and it's loads of fun. Once you get it, you can actually understand what Greek vases mean. You can understand Greek sculpture because the Greeks were trying to communicate to us, and they were communicating to their fellow countrymen about who they were and where they came from. And where was I getting to here?
Well, we were talking about Eve coming.
Oh, right. Okay. Now, the Parthenon, the great temple of Athena, stood on the Acropolis of Athens, and we'll see that a lot during the Olympics, the ruins of it.
Right.
High on the city was a temple to Athena, and you walked in the east entrance, and there was a huge 40-foot golden ivory statue of Athena. Now, the first thing you would recognize when you saw her, you'd see it's a woman. It's a woman, and rising up next to her is a huge serpent as a friend. So the message is, here's a woman who's friends with the serpent.
Well, now, why in Greek mythology is the serpent considered something good, yet in Genesis or the Bible, the serpent is considered evil or the devil? Why the disparity there?
I mean, that's just the way things are. I mean, those are the two takes you can take on what happened in the Garden of Eden. Either the serpent was telling the truth, or the serpent, God was telling the truth. I mean, the Hebrews and Christians look at the serpent as deluding Adam and Eve.
Right.
The Greeks felt like it was a liberating experience, that at last they had the knowledge of good and evil, because their outlook is fundamentally humanistic. The Greeks, ancient Greek religion is the really fundamental expression of humanism. Their humanism, they believe that man was the measure of all things, not God. The Hebrews, of course, believe that God was the measure of all things. But if we look back at that statue of Athena, okay, so you walk in there and you see this huge serpent next to the woman who's friends with the serpent. And in Athena's right hand, she held a small statue of Nike, which represented victory. So there's the message right there. The woman's friendship with the serpent has led to our victory. Then on the statue base of her ancient idol image was sculpted the gods giving gifts to Pandora. And most everybody today knows who Pandora was, and all the Greeks did. She was the one who allowed evil into the world. So that huge statue of Athena was literally based on an obvious picture of Eve. Then on her chest, Athena wore the Gorgon Medusa, the head of serpents, and that symbolized where she got her authority.
All right, now that mythology, and I was talking about that last hour, was what I've always heard was that if you looked at Medusa's head with her head full of snakes, you turn into a pillar of stone. Is that just mythology, or is that in reality what they really believed?
Well, I think it's a genuine curse that's actually operative today. And that sounds fantastic.
Yeah, how does that work? What do you mean?
Let me explain. Okay, now, the original myth, a character named Perseus went to get the head of the Gorgon Medusa. And he would turn to stone if he looked directly at her.
Right.
And so what he did, he used his shield as a mirror to look at her indirectly and cut off her head. Then the next part, he had a few adventures, but you have to follow where these things wind up. The Gorgon Medusa, the head of serpents, wound up on Athena's chest. Okay? And it's right. So if you look at her statue, that's the focal point. You see that Gorgon Medusa. And if you look at her, just look at her and try to understand who she is, your mind will be stultified. Your mind will turn to stone in a sense. You won't be able to, like the scholars, have never been able to understand how obvious it is that Athena is a representation of Eve.
Right, right.
Because they look at that, and the stare of the Gorgon Medusa mesmerizes them. you've got to look away from Athena and see her indirectly as she's portrayed in the book of Genesis.
It's like a code, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a code. Now, see, that's the code, the Parthenon code, actually, is it's a simple method of expression.